Pixie was up on Facebook 11 years ago with two of her sisters. There were three pups, and the Clare dog pound out the Garth Road had them up. And my grandson, he asked me, can we have one? And at first I said no, because I had another dog. But anyway, yeah, he persuaded me. So we went, like, there was no adoption thing for dogs or anything that time. So we went out and we took Pixie. She was the saddest looking one, so we took her. Away. Yeah. And she's absolutely lovely. So that was 11 years ago. So a couple of months ago, somebody messaged me and said, you should enter Pixie for this pet sitters competition. I never heard of it before. And then I said no at first, because I'm not into that.
You're shy.
At all. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not into it. And lo and behold, she became a semi-finalist. She got loads of votes. Now she's in the final.
You didn't want to enter in the first place, but you were persuaded to do so. What did you have to do to enter? Was there any special procedures you had to go through?
You just had to send an email, fill in a form, and send a photograph. The first photograph, and then I wasn't sure if I sent it to the right place or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I sent him a message, and they got it. And so she was entered, and that's what happened.
How did you get Pixie to sit still for the photograph?
Oh no, the girl Dawn Green in Clare Castle.
Yes, I know Dawn.
She cuts her hair. She does her hair, yes, all the time, and she loves her. And so she poses for Dawn all the time when she goes for a haircut.
Does Pixie like all the attention? So
she does from Dawn. Yeah, she does.
And why then? Well, you were persuaded to enter Pixie into the competition, but why then? Why would you do that?
Because I thought, well, Pixie, apparently the three pups were found in a dustbin, apparently.
Go away.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, she can represent all the other unwanted dogs, and that's why.
That's lovely. How important is it to yourself, Josie? How important is your dog to you?
Oh, I love her to bits. She's very important. She's not a bit vicious, but she's hyper around in strange... Yeah.
It places that you wouldn't be familiar with.
Yeah, she's very important to me. Like, I mean, she's just lovely. She follows me around the place all day, wagging her tail. She wouldn't know if you asked her to give you the paw, like other dogs, because I never taught her that.
Yeah. That's not important, the fact that you have that companionship,
yes,
that you have Pixie around the house with you. What happens now? So, qualified for the final. What happens next?
People can vote. It's a public vote, and people can vote on petsittersireland.ie or Tesco. Are in Tesco. It's affiliated with Tesco. The Nodes of Tralee link. Tesco have that up, and people can vote. And it depends on how many votes.
Of course, that'll decide in the end. And as far as I know, just in case anyone would like, you can vote once every 24 hours. You can vote for Pixie more than once if you want.
Yeah.
Now, that's on their website. That's nothing. I'm just scrolling through all the pictures here. I see a cat in there as well. Oh, it's not just for dogs, is it?
No, there's a cat. A cat, and there was a cat. And can I just say, mention this in case I forget? There was a cat, another dog, and Pixie. We were three. In Clare, and so Pixie is in the final, and so if Pixie wins or gets a runner-up, there's a prize for the runner-up and there's Tesco vouchers. So I would donate some dog food and cat food to the other two people who weren't so lucky.
Very good. Yeah, petsittersireland.com, and if you go in, you'll see photographs of all the entrants, everyone from every county, Phoebe in Leash and Ted in Leitrim, the whole lot. And if you scroll down, you'll see Pixie, who's the Clare Nose, and a picture of Pixie and all the details, and it shows you links to the Facebook page and the Twitter page, and it will allow you to vote there as well. and you can vote every 24 hours. So if you want to throw in a few extra votes for Pixie, how important is this? I know it's a bit of crack, but and Pixie doesn't know what's going on, but a bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun, but Pixie hasn't a clue. She wants is treats and food. But it's important for, like, I got her from the pound, an unwanted dog. And she just turned out to be a lovely, she's a beautiful dog, mm-hmm. like, in every way. And it just goes to show you that, you know, people, there's a lot of unwanted dogs going around the place now. And, like, I was so lucky to get her because
very good.
She keeps me sane as well, but she's just lovely. And, like, for all the... I decided to do this for the other unwanted dog. So Pixie is the dog, so
very
she
good.
Can represent them.
Very good. And for someone maybe next year who might be a small bit apprehensive about doing this, is there much in it, and would you recommend someone would do that if they have a pet they'd love to put forward?
I would, of course, because I just submitted a photograph of her and filled in the email thing, and then this happened.
Yeah. So the voting is on now then, Josie, and at what point do we know when the winner will be announced?
Well, the voting ends next Monday night at midnight, which is the 21st, I think.
Yeah.
And it probably will be Tuesday or Wednesday when the results are out.
Very good. So you can vote for your favourite nose, as they say. Voting is open, has been open since the 3rd of August. Will continue until today week at midnight. And you can vote, as I say, once every 24 hours if you wish. And Pixie, you can see all the details on petsittersireland.com, and there'll be a link on the homepage to show you all about that competition and tell you exactly where you can go voting as well. Good luck.
Thanks. Can I just say thanks to my neighbour Noel Hogan as well, who takes care of Pixie if I go away.